Hello, and welcome to the Search CIO Midmarket.com podcast. I am Mickey Onwadinjo, the editorial assistant. With us today is Pamela Goldberg, CEO of the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative, a public economic development agency focused on fortifying the state's innovation economy and expanding technology-related enterprises. She is the first woman to lead Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. Hi, Pamela. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the culture of women in IT. What is your opinion on the absence of women in technology?
Well, I do believe that there's a growing number of women moving in the tech sector. I think that it's an area of growing interest for women. I think that historically there were very few women in the math and science fields generally, and fewer, not very many women role models. And I think that that is shifting. I think there are more and more women who are exploring these fields. And I think that one of the reasons that women explore these fields is that the tech sector works a lot on collaboration and teams working together, and I think that women tend to thrive in those environments, so more and more women are being drawn to those kinds of jobs.
Where does the issue of technology lacking women stem from?
We're working hard to break down the barriers, so one of the things that we're working on within our own organization is the talent pipeline, and encouraging young people to study math and science, to get rid of the barriers to studying math and science curriculum at the college level, to be prepared for the kind of entry-level jobs that are available in the workplace, regardless of gender. And again, back to what I was saying before about mentorship and role models, I think that there just need to be more women who are willing and able to mentor the next generation, to encourage them to take on these kinds of positions. And I do think that as technology becomes more collaborative, that it will definitely encourage more women to participate.
What skills do women bring to the job?
Well, so one of the reasons that I believe that there's a growing number of women in technology and in leadership and management roles is the whole world of business, and certainly technology is a critical component of that, is that the world of business used to be very transaction-oriented, and it's moving toward a relationship focus, and women do much better with a relationship business environment than they do with a transaction environment. And so this shift is really playing to women's strengths. And I believe that we'll see a continued growth of women in these roles in technology and in leadership and management.
How do you make yourself and your voice stand out in a male-dominated occupation?
Making sure that I go into any setting fully armed with the information that I need. And so it's a knowledge base. It's a conviction that what I have to contribute adds value to the conversation. And I do believe that I have a responsibility to other women to be that voice for women in technology.
What can senior leaders do to make sure female employees are valued and heard in their IT organizations?
Back to that changing focus of transaction orientation versus the shifting environment where there's a much more of a focus on collaboration, on relationship building as a way to impact their enterprise. And I think that that definitely plays to women's strengths. and that will definitely help a woman's voice be heard more in the work environment.
Is it ever too late for women and girls to get started in the tech and STEM fields?
It's never too late. It's great if you can take some computer science courses while you're in college. I mean, when I was in college, it was before the internet revolution, but I took some computer science courses then, and maybe that's part of what gave me the confidence to enter the technology world later, because I had a foundation of knowledge. And I think that you can be part of that revolution. You can be part of affecting that change that we want to see for the future.
What are you doing to highlight the lack of women and female voice in IT?
We are working on talent pipeline, and of course, as a woman, a woman's role in the talent pipeline and having numbers of women balance out the numbers of men who are moving into the talent pool is really important. On a personal note, I have two daughters. One of them has a side business of building websites, and so she is already in the tech sector. And my other daughter is in medical school, so that's a science area of science. Maybe that means that the behaviors that I've modeled are coming back to serve me and serve the community. But it also means that my daughter saw that it can be done, and a woman can have an important voice to add to the story of building the tech community.
Thank you for your time today, Pamela. This has been Mickey Onwadinjo, editorial assistant of Search CIO Midmarket.com, with Pamela Goldberg, leader, innovator, and a role model for women in technology everywhere.